Chapter 7. Hal Goes to the Bottom of the Sea. The Iron Man was emptied and repaired. Hal asked to speak to Captain Ike for a minute. "Captain Ike," he said, "while I'm in the water, please will you watch the pulley and the cable? I don't trust anybody else to do that."
"No problem, Hal," Captain Ike said quietly. "I won't let anybody else near it."
Hal took the camera and entered the Iron Man. As it was lowered into the water, he started to tremble. But then he began to feel excited. "I'm entering a strange new world," he thought. "It's very interesting to be so deep under the sea. The view from the windows is fascinating." Hal saw many brightly coloured fish. One of them tried to attack the Iron Man, but its sharp teeth couldn't do anything to the thick metal walls. Then Hal heard Dr. Blake's voice through the telephone.
"You're 100 meters deep now," he said. "Is any water coming in under the door?"
"No, everything's okay," said Hal.
Hal went deeper and deeper, and the colour of the seawater started changing. Orange, then blue, then purple, and then black. Then the Iron Man stopped.
"You're 200 meters deep now," said Dr. Blake. "Are you sure there's no water?"
Hal examined the door and the floor.
"No, it's completely dry here," he said. "But it's cold."
Then he turned on the radiator.
"Are you ready to go deeper?" asked Dr. Blake.
"Okay," said Hal. "I feel quite comfortable."
Suddenly, there was a strong current of water, and the Iron Man began to turn round and round. Hal began to feel frightened and alone.
"It's strange to be so deep under the sea," he thought. "How much pressure can the Iron Man take? If the cable breaks, the Iron Man will fall to the bottom of the sea. Without air, I'll die."
He tried to concentrate on the view from the windows. The dark sea was full of strange, bright creatures and fish.
"I'll take some photographs," Hal said to Dr. Blake. "Please stop the Iron Man."
The Iron Man stopped going deeper, but it continued turning. Hal turned on the lights and tried taking some photographs, but it was difficult to see things very clearly.
"You're 400 meters deep now," said Dr. Blake. "Do you want to go deeper?"
Hal wanted to say, "Take me up, I've had enough," but he didn't.
"Okay,"
he replied. The Iron Man went deeper in the sea. Hal turned on brighter lights. He could see the marine life very clearly. Some fish were frightened and swam away. Others were curious and came nearer to see the interesting spectacle. Hal took many photographs. Then Hal heard excited voices from the boat.
"Congratulations, Hal," said Dr. Blake. "You're nearly 450 meters under the sea. It's time to come up now."
The cable suddenly moved. The lights went out, and Hal was in complete darkness. He tried to turn on the lights, but they didn't work. Hal called Dr. Blake on the telephone, but there was no answer.
"The electric cables are broken," he thought. "Did all the cables break? Am I falling towards the bottom of the sea?"
There was total silence.
"I've never experienced silence like this," thought Hal. Without the radiator, it was very cold. "I may die of cold," he thought, trying not to panic.
Suddenly, he noticed a strange light in the water. The colour of the sea started changing from black to purple, from purple to blue, from blue to orange.
"I'm going up," thought Hal, relieved.
Suddenly, the Iron Man was brought onto the Lively Lady. The door of the Iron Man opened.
"Are you all right?" Dr. Blake asked, worried. "The electric cable broke."
He and Roger pulled Hal out of the Iron Man. Hal was trembling with cold and fear.
Was it terrible down there? Asked Roger. Were you terrified?
It was cold and dark, but I was okay, said Hal. There was no electricity, but I took some good photographs. I just want to sleep now. Then he went to his warm bed and went to sleep.